Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Yeah. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay here. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. Hope it's going to be a great day today. 21st of August already. Boy, the month, there is no brake pedal on summer, is there? I mean, it just isn't. It's going to be a great morning. Got a lot of things happening, including a ton of music to get you on your way this morning.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
It's all the same.
cheering on the Eau Claire Express all summer long. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, it is time. Let's get our morning started with our feel-good story of the day today. I'd like to get you started off on a positive note. And this one I think is actually pretty cool. Every day, there's all kinds of toiletries, full-size stuff like shampoos, toothpaste, sunscreens that get tossed at airports across the country because people forget, you know, as you go through the TSA, that you have to have the certain size shampoo bottles and stuff like that. Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. has come up with a brilliant solution. Instead of letting all that stuff go to waste, they've started a program called Donate, Don't discard. And since April, they've collected over 2,300 items and kept more than 1,100 pounds of stuff out of landfills. And at the same time, these usable items that are sorted and then donated to local charities, you know, homeless shelters and things like that. What a great idea. Instead of just throwing this stuff away, which is perfectly good, they're donating it to, especially to these homeless shelters and things like that, to people that need these items. What a great idea. This is happening at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. I would love to see airports all across the country do the exact same thing. Don't you? What a fantastic idea. So there is your good news story of the day to get you on your way on 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Ooh, Rappy Amadeus.
Rappy Amadeus. Rappy Amadeus.
Amadeus. in Wien war Jana der Allerstar. Er hatte Schulden deiner Tat, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up.
Well, there we go. We got our Amadeus rocking from Falco. It's Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes, Orkin, the pest control people, they've come up with their top 5 most mosquito-infested cities, and none of them are in Wisconsin or Minnesota, believe it or not. It's coming up.
You must understand the touch of your hand. My pulse react that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Well, I hope that your day is happy today. I hope things go well. Mike McKay along with you. I just saw that the Orkin, the pest control people, they've come up with their top five most mosquito-infested cities. None of them are in Wisconsin. None of them are in Minnesota, believe it or not. Number five, Atlanta. These are the most mosquito-infested cities. Atlanta, number five. Dallas, number four. Chicago, number three. Number two, New York. And the number one most mosquito-infested city in the U.S., according to Orkin, Los Angeles, California, believe it or not. So, yeah. Are you surprised that it's not somewhere in Wisconsin or Minnesota? I mean, we got skeeters, no doubt about it. How bad are the mosquitoes in Los Angeles? My. Another reason not to go there.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? There's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
And more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app, look for CFW, and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Special order business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flex Steel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Menominee man was arrested last week after a high-speed chase that ended in Pepin County. According to law enforcement authorities, a Buffalo County deputy tried to stop the car around 11 p.m. on Thursday when it turned off its lights and sped up, forcing the deputy to end their pursuit. Soon after, a Pepin County deputy saw the vehicle still traveling with its lights off, leading to a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. 36-year-old Matthew Smith was arrested after he abandoned the vehicle in Durand. The Menominee City Council has voted to allow geese to be hunted in four city parks. According to a WQOW report, on Monday, the City Council determined that there were too many geese causing too much waste in the parks near Lake Monomon and the airport area. The hunt will only be conducted by members of the police department, and it will be regulated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The city will also notify nearby residents, businesses, and schools when a hunt will take place in one of the parks. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
105.7 CFW McKay in the morning along with you. The power of love, you can feel it right through the radio, can't you? It's nothing but love. Love for you, for listening, and letting us be a part of your morning. Certainly appreciate that. It's Mike McKay along with you. I think I've had too much coffee this morning. I am jacked up and ready to go. Here's Aerosmith. Talk about things that nobody cares. Wearing out the things that nobody wears. You call my name, but I gotta make clear. I can't say baby where I've been in a year.
CFW.